Welcome to the Recruiting Masters podcast brought to you by the CFC Insider. We're Katie and Clint, and you're listening to Utley's Top Prospects on CanadaFootballChat.com, the number one place for all your football recruiting and prospect news across Canada. If you're listening to the show for the first time, welcome. We're glad you're with us. Be sure to follow us on our social media platforms, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and subscribe to our YouTube channel, as well as sign up for your exclusive CFC Insider Gold membership today to learn more about the prospects and all of the rankings. But today, Clint, we're finishing off the roster for Team Dunnigan, and we did the offense just a little while ago, and now we're going to be talking about the defensive unit. So let's get right into it. What sticks out to you as a whole about this defensive group?
The defensive line group's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. Devin Houston has got some offers. Ishmael Finlater offers. Malcolm Fraser would be one of the better one-gap penetrating defensive tackle types that you'll see in the next year or two. And then there's just the defensive ends. There's Charlie Parks, and it's Armel. I'm not going to say the second part of his hyphenated first name.
Mukum.
Armel Mukum, who's...
I could butcher it if you want.
Yeah. So, well, Armel's film was so impressive that I actually sent it to a couple of people that I kind of have a contact with in the SEC. So that's kind of... That D-line group would be crazy. So as much as... they would give the O-line for Burris a bit of a go if we had had the game.
And what about the rest of them? Yeah, good linebacking, and the defensive backs are good too.
The linebackers are maybe a little undersized. The defensive backfield is, there's a couple of longer receivers in it, but it's made up of a couple of kids who are like 5'11", 6 feet, 160 in that 175 range, who can flat out run. So our top tester, I think, with regards to defensive backs, actually was on this roster.
So let's talk about this defensive line. You've mentioned a couple of them already, but we'll talk about the ends. We've got Devin Houston, Ishmael Finlater, Charlie Parks, and Armel Mukum. You know, they've all got like super frames. They're super athletic and pretty disruptive.
Oh yeah, they're all freaks. So it's like we're talking about like Devin Houston, who just had great film and has great size, and then Ishmael, who I think, I'm not sure if he committed or not, but has a couple offers. We've seen him in person. He was super impressive.
Yeah.
And then the best athlete of the bunch, which maybe, well, I guess it's not surprising, but the one who ran probably the best in front of us, or even just watching them run in pads, was Charlie Parks.
Yeah.
Who I think, is he going to Saskatchewan?
I think he is.
Yeah. He had crazy combine numbers and is like super like serious and quiet, but he ran so well. And then Armel Mukum, we kind of got him in sec 4 like 2 years ago, but he's ended up at a prep school now. But he has a fantastic frame, and his takeoff was legit.
And then we've got, for the tackles, we've got Kale Strom, Malcolm Fraser, Nathaniel Lysak. These kids, I mean, we've talked about Kale Strom before. We saw him at the tryout. But again, great, hardworking kids, well-built, pretty good demeanors.
I think Kale Strom may transition into becoming an offensive tackle, or that might be his best go going forward. But you can't go wrong with the 6'4", 295-pound grade 11-3 technique. So... But I did see him, and he did quite a lot of work at our combine with the O-line. I think he may have even mentioned that that's where he's going. Malcolm Fraser is a super explosive, powerful...
You've played against him.
...defensive tackle. Oh,
with
yeah.
Your team.
I'll just straight up, completely transparent. Sometimes Malcolm may take the odd playoff. And then there's other plays where he completely obliterates the offensive lineman in front of him. So if he can kind of play every play like he plays those certain plays... He would be totally unblockable. And then Nathaniel Lysak was just really, he was like put together. He'll probably turn, or he'll probably be a nose at the next level. But like just hardworking, physical, strong, and likes to basically kick your butt. So this was a really good group. I know we got, was it 5 ends and 3 tackles? Or no, 4 ends?
4 ends, 3 tackles.
This group of ends is probably one of the better group of ends we've had. On the rosters for this game. I know we've played one game and we've had to roster 2 of them, but this is probably the best group of ends as a collective that we've had. So super impressive group. the front four for this team would have been super interesting. I think they would have been hard to block.
So let's jump into this linebacker group. We've got Caleb Kahn, Dylan Simpson, who we've talked about numerous times. I think we started talking about him when he's 12 years old. Owen Van Shagen, Philip Bouthot, and Jeremy Roy. And I know you've got the quad father in this group.
Owen Van Shagen, the quad father. He was he tested really well. And his quads... For a grade 11 last year, to show up at 6'1", 230, his quads were enormous. And he ran really well. He was a little raw and like working on his zone drops and just like the coverage aspect would have probably been the best thing for him to work on. But yeah, he was the quad father. So, and now the rest of that group, Caleb Kahn, who plays at Sal, we saw him in the combines, like super disruptive, really good blitzer. Really competitive.
He's a good kid, too.
Tough kid, too. Yeah. Dylan, we've tracked for 4 years.
Has it only been four?
Yeah, 4 years.
Seems like forever.
Well, because he used to put his stuff up when he was in, like,
grade eight. He did the OPC, too, in Ontario.
Yeah, so he was, like, the MVP of all the OPCs and all that stuff coming through.
FPC now, but, yeah.
Super athletic kid. Super coachable kid.
Yeah.
He ended up going down to a prep school, Clearwater in Florida, starting for them. So that would say a little bit to me as well, because they get some pretty good prospects at that school. So to jump right in and be a starter, good on him.
And he's one of those kids who it is a lifestyle for him.
Oh, yeah. He'll outwork anybody.
Yeah.
He totally will outwork anybody.
He eats, breathes, sleeps football.
Yep, totally. That's Dylan. Kind of a tweener because he's trained so much and he's so into it. I don't know. You could probably pack more weight on him, but I'm thinking he's kind of packed on quite a bit. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure he's a little bit more than 205 right now, but he's just a like super awesome kid who like lives, breathes, and eats football. Mm-hmm. So, and then there's the quad father we've already talked about. Philip Butho. So the last two linebackers on this roster, we saw from their film, their limited film from their SEC career.
These kids are on the CFC 30.
Yes, they are. Just both really 6'1" with regards to their height, but in that 190 to 200 pound range. So there are kids who jumped out because they can run and hit. And that's kind of the reason we kind of dropped them onto the roster. They just seemed like rangy, instinctful, but they also, when they got to the point of contact, they actually ran through kids. So, and you can always build on that frame, like that 6 foot to 6'1", that 200 pound frame at 6'1", you can always build on that as a linebacker. I used to always look at stuff and be like, the shortest linebacker I'll recruit is 5'11". As you know, that all the linebackers on both these rosters, I think one of them was 5'11".
How did you get recruited then?
I was awesome.
Because you're 5'10".
Actually, I'm 5'11". But anyways, I don't know why you're laughing. That's that group of linebackers. This group of linebackers would have probably done really well. Not just because they're all talented, but because they would have played behind a front four that would have been like completely
awesome, yeah.
Destroying the offensive lines, blocking their schemes and their systems and their protections and such.
So the last group are our defensive backs. And as you alluded to, one of them, Joshua Badman, he was one of our top testers across Canada. But Mikhail Pegg, Massimo Ryan, J.R. Catalusi, Titan Johannesson, Bright Rukundo, and Tylan Davis are this group of DBs, safeties, corners, whatnot. What do you have to say about these kids? A lot of them did a really good job at our tryouts.
They did a really good job. And there's kind of a couple of... There's probably more safety types in this group than there are corners. Mm. Bright Rukundo might be one of the only corners on there. Tylan can play corner. Tylan needs to work on his 40, though. But yeah, like Joshua Bannon, his test scores were ridiculous.
Like every single category.
Ridiculous. and he actually did well in the 101s. Mike Pegg did a good job from what we watched in practice. However, I'm not sure... He probably would be like a halfback in the Canadian game because I don't know if he has those athletic traits as a corner. Massimo Ryan is just...
Destroyed you guys on the field. Yeah.
Okay, thanks for pointing that out.
Super for Notre Dame and Burnaby.
They kind of pulled away from us late in the game. Super athletic kid, super physical.
Yeah.
And dare I say, very confident.
Well, you even gave him kudos for loving the way he plays the game.
Oh, he plays it the way you want to play it.
Yeah.
J.R. Catalusi is just a super big DB prospect.
At 6'5". Yeah. Like, wow.
Playing like midget football in Ottawa. Anyway, 6'5", 215. He's a DB. So I'm not sure where he's going to take that. He may end up moving closer to the box.
Does he have a brother?
We've heard the Catalusi name before.
Joshua Catalusi. I think he's also ranked.
Well, I remember the name. I remember the last name.
There's two.
Titan was just really good prospect from Sal. So he ran really well at our combine, and he's really well put together. So that's kind of what jumped out at us. Bright just had a really good film at our Armand Corbeil. And then Tylan, obviously come from Herman, you're going to know what it means to win.
Another good, really strong school.
He did really well in the drills. I would say if there's one thing he needs to work on, that would be his test scores. Mm-hmm. So he needs to get those up. Because the test scores doesn't match the caliber of play that he puts on film.
Hmm.
And when I say that, he needs to learn how to run a 40.
Which is like 80% of kids.
Oh, totally. Unless you're from Winnipeg and Brad Black and the Recruit Ready guys have taught you how to run a 40.
Yeah.
And then even the slowest defensive linemen look really awesome running their 40. And that's not me joking. I'm not even joking.
That's like, legit. That's legit.
That's like, that kid ran a 40 better than I did when I was in college.
And he didn't even go to the Winnipeg tryout. He went to the BC tryout.
Went to the BC tryout.
And we right away were like, did he go to Recruit Ready?
We knew it too.
Yeah.
Because the way he lined up and you're like, he's got like long blonde wavy hair. He's got baggy clothes. And you're like, who is that? And then he lined up, put his hand on the ground.
It's in BC.
Came out of his stance and ran the 40. And you're like, and then yeah, somebody said, I think he's from Winnipeg. I was like, he's a Recruit Ready kid. And they're like, how do you know that? And I'm like, did you see him run his 40? Like, he just knew what he was doing.
Just technique-wise. Oh, yeah. It wasn't the fastest 40, but.
It wasn't fast at all.
Technique was pretty solid.
But the technique was, like, legit.
So that's our defensive backs and the defensive unit for Team Dunnigan for the 2021 CFC Prospect Game. That unfortunately wasn't played, but these kids all made the roster, and congratulations to them. We're hoping that recruiters, you get on them, and U Sports, Down South, whatever, we just give these kids a look. Yeah, that's it for us. Make sure to follow us on our social media platforms, get your CFC Insider membership, and check out the registration for the 2022 CFC Prospect Game that is right now going to be an actual physical game played, we hope. So that's it for us. This has been the Recruiting Masters podcast brought to you by the CFC Insider.